Bro, I done ran all the way to the store and forgot my and then drop it.
One time for my LA sisters. One time. Got the spot going up one time. I found patience is a virtue. One and now got when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love.
Episode 66. The bubble talk episode, man. We're back.
We're back, baby. Back on this beautiful week. Another beautiful week. Every week's a beautiful week.
You know, this is a nice grocery shopping pod. A nice, smooth 20, 30 minutes. Maybe 40, 50 if we're feeling generous, and depending
maybe
how long.
50, 60.
Sometimes you get caught up in the frozen aisle, you know? So it just depends how long you're going to be in that grocery store. But we got something for you to put on the headphones, put in the AirPods, and have a good time this week. So yep. It has been a minute. I know we say that a lot, but it really has been a minute. Muffin, we got some major catching up to do. If you haven't already, be sure to check out Episode 65, featuring our guy Josh Witt from Unreasonable Doubt.
A lot of good energy. We were talking about grilling and chilling, talking about John Deere's, talking about sports, getting back to this point. I mean, just a lot of good stuff, a lot of quality content, man.
Besides that, though, man, like I said, we do got some catching up to do. How was the birthday? Dirty 30 Club, all right?
Nah, man. Big
couple more years, my fault.
A few more years, a handful. Don't pin that on me. But, shoot, I'm glad to see it. Another year, you know what I'm saying? Beer getting fuller, you know what I'm saying? More wine, you feel me? And we just out here having, we just having every year, just having. So what? That's what we doing.
Yeah, let me hit a couple air horns for you, man.
Yeah, it's lit though, man. I ain't really do too much. Just hung out with some family.
I think you had the crab legs on deck though. Don't lie to me there.
Oh yeah, I do. I'm gonna turn into a crab leg down there.
You know, now that you're getting up there, when are you getting rid of the cargo pants? Because I saw a nice Twitter question. You know, I gotta drop this in every time I see a nice tweet. I got to start giving credit on them, but would you rather have to wear cargo pants every day or no socks for the rest of your life?
I'd probably go cargo pants every day, honestly. Come on, man. Because you got different kinds, you got different layers, you got some with pockets, you got some that are basically like chinos, some that look like jeans, so they're way more versatile than just going no socks. Like, I can't be out there in the winter in some boots with no socks. I'm going to be really pissed off. Like, I'm going to be mad at everything. And then if I take my shoes off and stub my toe, then who's going to be at fault?
Let me elaborate. I'm talking the 20 pocket cargos. I like some cargos here and there, but I'm talking cargo shorts. I'm going to go even farther in. Cargo shorts.
I'm still going with it because it's just utility. Like, I could hold a Pop-Tart in one pocket, hold the Blick in another pocket, maybe get my ketchup for the glizzy in another pocket. You know what I mean? Get my wallet, a couple bands in my back pocket, like a couple little wine coolers, a couple snacks. Like, there's no way I'm going no socks.
I think I might go no socks. Summertime, depending on where you're at, you really don't need shoes half the time. And then, I mean, you just got to keep, you got to keep the Febreze on deck to spray in the shoes. You'll be all right, no socks.
Nah. No, sir. No, sir. Not me.
Like I said, man, this is a nice episode to get back in the groove of things. We do plan on having a lot of guests lined up these next couple of weeks with everything going on. With the one thing we want to talk about right now, and that's the bubble life. This is the bubble talk right now. And it seems like the bubble life is the way to go right now in the sports world, Muff.
It is, and that's honestly what all of America should have been doing. Really, really, like, we could have been in such a way better position than we are right now. But we're not.
Well, look, this
the NBA bubble.
For the world. Everyone should have just went to Disney World, man. That would have been beautiful. We should have.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
But right now, the MLS, I believe, the WNBA, the NHL, so far everything has been super smooth in their bubbles. And well, let me backtrack real quick, actually, because it has been a minute. Last episode, we were talking about the TBT. You got to give credit to them also. They had a successful tournament. And,
that was a great tournament.
They kind of started the semi-bubble life. We're seeing it to a new level now with the NBA, the NHL, and everyone. But, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. And that would be, like I said, with the TBT. And the TBT was really smooth. Like I said, we didn't get to talk about it, but the Marshall team, they had a great run. A little Cinderella, Ott Elmore. Shout out to Ott. I thought that tournament started the sports world off pretty well.
They definitely
what we're now
it
seeing.
It definitely kicked it off. Like, just that energy just flowing. Number one, seeing like some old, you know, famous college players that are now pros or formerly pros. And then seeing people like Joe Johnson in the tournament, Jarrett Jack, like, it really did like start that whole wave of like, yo, we got sports back at least in some capacity.
You saw some of those guys really hooping in that league, and it made you think like, man, they are really, really good. And it's tough. It's tough to be like a starter in the NBA. I mean, you saw what those guys were doing in the TBT, and no one there is a fluke at all. You know, those are some tough basketball players. So it was high competition, man. And like you said, I think it started off well and it ended well. The Marquette team ended up winning. Travis Diner, who other than to hit the three, and he got a nice Miller Lite sponsorship afterwards. I know he took care of some bar tabs back in Wisconsin, which was really cool. So all around good story, man. And like I said, TBT was dope. Now, last episode, I know we were talking some NHL, and you know, we were talking about the Seattle expansion team. We both liked the name The Rain for Seattle. But, you know, of course we were wrong, and they chose the Seattle Kraken. Now, how do you feel about the name, the jerseys, the logo? Give me some insight on the Kraken.
Honestly, I like the Kraken. Mainly, let me start with just like the logo and the colors and stuff, because I feel like the colorway, it reminds me of like the old school Titans with like the light blue, the dark blue, and the reds and stuff like that. Mm. But the logo is cool because I like the little red in there. It looked like an eye, almost like a Kraken or like the super giant octopi. Whatever you want to call them. Yeah, but yeah, honestly, I like it. And it is what it is. It's still surrounded by water, you know, with the rain and stuff. So I don't know, it kind of like flows into it a little bit, but I don't know, I like it. I can't say I hate it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the new teams or you know, if they switch names, like even the Las Vegas Raiders now and the LA Chargers, or like the Rams came out with new uniforms. I feel like a lot of the teams are kind of dropping the balls on the new announcements. Like they're building up the hype, and then all the fans are just like, we waited all this time. Like, I feel like with this, they didn't miss. I feel like I give them a solid B+ for sure. Like, I think they knocked it out here, and the Kraken seems like a good name, and majority of the fans and people in America seem like they liked it. So I think they did a good job. Now, with the NHL, man, like I said, I was hoping to watch a decent amount, you know, be my the bandwagon Penguins fan, you know, come playoff time, but they're already out. And, you know, there was a 5 overtime game with the Lightning the other day, which was an awesome game. I mean, 5 overtimes in any sport's amazing. I've been trying to keep up a little bit with that, Muff. But what I wanted to ask you about NHL was that I have a couple friends, and you know a couple of them. They like to bet with their hearts, and they like to go off certain things that are happening. So the other day, one friend said,
"They're catalyst bettors."
They said, "Gee, man, Sidney Crosby's birthday's today. There's no way that the Penguins lose." And I'm like, so I just got to know, like, do you put that in account? Like those things, like this guy's birthday, or I don't even know, man. Like this guy's from this hometown, they're playing in that city today. Like, does that matter at all to you when it comes to winning and losing? Do you think that has any effect on the actual outcome of the game?
If I don't watch the sport, and you know, I don't really watch hockey that much, because it's not that I don't like it, I just probably don't understand it really. But I like the action. But if I don't know the sport, I'll go off like catalyst like that. You know, almost like you're trading or something. I'll go off like catalyst like that. But if I'm normal betting, I got $30, I got $50, I got $50,000. I'm just gonna put this on there real quick and just shoot, hope it hits.
When someone told me that, he said, "Man, it's Sidney Crosby's birthday. There ain't no way." What'd they do? They end up losing. But he had me sold on, and I'm like, you know what? You're the best player on the Penguins for years, like one of the best players in the league ever, in my opinion. I'm like, maybe it's true. Maybe he'll go off like the hat trick, you know, or something. But they ended up losing in a short stay in the post bubble life, man. But we're gonna keep you up on that, man. We gotta have Muff. Honestly, it would be hilarious if we did a live like Twitch or something of a Stanley Cup game. I think that'd be hilarious. We might have to.
We just gotta go to a game. We gotta
break in the bubble life, but we gotta talk NBA bubble. The NBA playoffs are officially upon us. I'm half watching while we record this. I ain't gonna lie to you right now. I'm a lot of good ball so far, but you know, before we get into the actual play, we gotta discuss the actual bubble life, and we gotta have a meter right now. How many times are we saying bubble? But I've seen some beer chugging, a lot of fish.
Hey, new game. Every time you hear bubble in this podcast, you gotta take a shot.
Get the bubbles going. All right. But
nah, you really trying to get them lit. Saying bubble.
But there's some skillet making in the rooms. I know you appreciate that. Been some good food plates, been some average food plates, it looks like. What have you been seeing from the bubble so far that you like?
I ain't gonna hold you. I haven't seen one food production outside the bubble other than when they first got in there. But I heard about them bringing skillets up in there, which I respect.
You gotta respect that.
Because look, see, this is why I like that, right? And you remember, freshman year, right? We ain't supposed to have no I ain't about to get myself indicted. But we ain't supposed to have toaster ovens and stuff like that in the dorm. What did I bring? A dog on a toaster oven. What am I making? Everything. Everything. You name it.
Putting everything in the toaster. Don't matter.
It don't matter. You figure it out. But I like that. They're in there. They're trying to get innovative. They can't really go nowhere. So, shoot, they might be hungry late at night. You got to make something else. And the kitchen's closed. Like eating like at the dorm or something. I respect it.
A very nice dorm, man. The Disneyland, Disney World, whatever one it is in Orlando. But
World.
Yeah, man.
It's out in Cali.
I mean, it looks like, don't get me wrong. I mean, being away from family and things like that, I mean, obviously that's no fun. But, you know, it looks like for the most part, though, off the court, a lot of the guys are having fun. And it kind of reminds me like the old school AAU tournaments or just when you're with a lot of friends. And I mean, on the court, it's, of course, very serious. And I mean, honestly, I think the bubble games have been better than the actual regular season. You know, the regular season games that were played and now the playoffs. I think the play is really good right now. But I think they're having fun off the court, too, man.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, like, just like you said, like the AAU tournaments back in the day, like, most of the fun was just being in the hotel with your friends. Like, you know that you're going to play the game that you love the next day, and then you're going to probably stay there that night. It's just like, I don't know, the road trip there, playing in the hotel, ding dong ditching, like, all that stuff. Yeah. Like, playing wiffle ball outside, playing basketball outside, that's the most fun stuff.
Cornhole, golf, man. Everyone's been doing it all, you know. And it's fun to see. It's fun to see. But let's talk to actual hoops now. The Suns, man. What a story. 8-0 in the return of the bubble. And Devin Booker, I mean, he was leveling up. Everyone knew he could get buckets, but we haven't really saw the Suns win and him produce like that, you know. So that was awesome to see. Javon Carter, our guy. Can't say enough about Javon. It's always been that subject, Muff, that it's like, hey, why isn't Javon Carter seeing more minutes? And my thing was, you know, I love Javon Carter, so of course I want to see him play, but it's just different with the shooting in the NBA, and I think this is the time where we saw they had to respect Javon Carter's game from the outside, and he was hitting those shots. He was over 50% from three, so them not being able to leave Booker for him as much, you know, it creates more. So it was awesome to see him, man, really, really ball out in the bubble, even though, you know, unfortunately they did come up short and didn't get a chance to, you know, make the playoffs.
Yeah, facts. It sucks to see them go so hard, like, really come out there, go 8-0. Like, it sucks to know that you could have gone 8-0. There's nothing else that you possibly could have done other than hoping another team loses. Like, but then again, they could have won more before all this stuff happened.
That's true.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it just sucks because you go 8-0 in the bubble, and it's like everyone was kind of, you know, between them, Portland, the team's really fighting for the seeds. I mean, that was the most competitive games and the fun ones to watch. Yeah. And
they
like
had
I said,
momentum going. Like, who knows what they could have did, you know?
Right. And I just think it was fun to watch, and I was glad to see Javon. Like I said, he had a career high 20 points in one game.
Yep.
Like I said, shooting over 50% from the 3-point line. Very active on defense, as we know. I mean, that's
always
what he does. And he ended up getting the Hustle Award for the year, which was very awesome to see, man. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what they can do next year, building with that young squad. And, of
major
course,
facts.
Like I said, seeing Javon get more minutes. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. Like, we always root for JC. And, man, you damn near got to root for the Suns now, like how hard they're going. And hopefully they can continue this through the offseason, because I want to see them really get back into, like, a, you know, a playoff-style team next year. So we'll see.
Muff, a couple other things I wanted to just touch upon real quick, because like I said, I know we're going to be busting them out. I know the playoffs are happening, so, you know, it's depending on when you're listening to stuff. We don't want to get too rooted in certain things, but I did want to say about how Zion, I felt like, you know, going in, they were fighting for the 8 seed along with the other, I'd say, the rookie of the year, John Morant, and they were fighting for the 8 seed, and I think the NBA would have liked to saw the Pelicans and Zion get in, but you know, the Pelicans look flat, man, and the Zion was only getting to play about 20 minutes a game. They just didn't look that well in the bubble, and then what do you know, they left the bubble and, you know, they fired Alvin Gentry. But I just want to know, what do you think about that? Do you think it was a smart move kind of keeping Zion on his minutes or what? Like, I'm saying let him loose, man, but what do I know? I'm not a trainer either, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like at the point, because they were also at the point where they may or may not have made it. So you definitely wouldn't want to risk, you know, like a youth prospect, but a young prospect like that, like going in and doing like a career-ending injury when you're trying to rush them back to potentially play in, you know, these playoffs. Like, I think they did the right thing. And as a competitor, you're always going to want to just play no matter if you got a broken leg or not. You know what I mean?
I guess I think that, you know, just with Zion, I you could just see his frustration on the bench, and it's like, dang, what can the number one pick, man, really get done and maybe make a push to play against the Lakers the first round, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it definitely would have been cool to see, but shoot, it is what it is now.
I'm about to say, and I can't even be mad because, you know, one of my favorite teams, the Portland Trailblazers, ended up getting the 8th seed, and Dame Lillard has been put on a show, the bubble MVP so far. He really was the MVP. Thank you, Muff, for cracking that open.
They probably heard the ASMR on here, too.
Take two for everyone else. I'm happy to see the Portland Trailblazers get in, man. Nurkic back healthy. Zach Collins back healthy. And then you got Melo. I mean, what more can you ask for? CJ McCollum. I mean, I love that starting five. And it's been a blast to watch Dame Lillard pull up from the logo and just score 50 pieces almost every night. So I'm really looking forward to that series and seeing what it is. Can they beat the Lakers? That's what I want to know.
I think it's possible, but it's going to be tough. But at the same time, they gotta guard Dame, but shoot, they gotta guard LeBron and AD. I think the Lakers are gonna have a tough time guarding the guards. I think Portland's gonna have a tough time guarding the Lakers bigs. So I think it's almost gonna even out. I think if Dame gets hot at the right point, and if at any point the Lakers supporting cast doesn't pick up, man, it's up in the air. I definitely don't think it's gonna be over in five games.
So tell me this, though. You know, of course, with the home court advantage, they do play the sounds of the home team. They have the things on the court's kind of crazy, the hologrammic things that they have that matches the home, whoever the home team is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the sound, they got the chat and the fans on the virtual, man. I really like what they're doing with that.
Crazy? I don't know.
We need to get on there.
No, we should do that. We should do that. But you know what would be crazy, right? So, like, this is just some super like sports science stuff, because I used to watch that show back in the day. So you know how they would measure each stadium and like arena with like loudness?
So what if they matched it?
Yeah, if they matched it with how like a top level playoff game was, like the loudness and all them yelling like Portland and stuff like that. If they did that for each individual game, or if they just started that in the playoffs like time, like that would be nuts.
Who's controlling all these sounds? How come we can't get that job somehow? Where do you apply for a job like that? How come
you probably just gotta fall into it. Gotta walk into a random building one day looking for the bathroom and like, hey, you know how to do some sound?
Like this soundboard would be so cool. It's like hit the defense one when they're coming down, hit the couple instrumentals. You know how to hit in the street two volume instrumentals every time. Yeah, I like the ball. I saw a goat on there the other day, man. That was pretty cool. I would definitely. I'm all that for the animals. The virtual bubbles. The fans. I'm all for the animals being in the crowd. I really enjoy that.
Bring the furry buddies. We need them on there, and the feathered ones too. If you got them, I'd like to bring a bird and just have them just bouncing on my arm, just chilling. Like, yo, look at this game. Yo, that'd be lit.
All right, so hear me out real quick. I think we've talked about this, but I can't remember. Give me your finals prediction one time.
Lakers. I'm going straight Lakers. I don't think I have them. I'm going Lakers. Like, it's going to be hard to beat them if they're really playing how they're supposed to play.
Okay. And do you like the Bucks in the East or the Raptors or the Celtics? I can't remember what you said.
I think I was talking about earlier, I think it was either the Bucks or the Celtics coming out the East.
I like the Celtics, man. I like Kemba, I like Tatum, I like all the Jaylen Brown, I like those guys.
And talk about some roid rage. What the hell has been going on with Giannis? You saw him headbutt bull the other day?
Yeah.
It's that quarantine, bro. They got him in the hole. He trying to break out like 50 Cent when he was locked up.
Yeah, that was interesting for sure. Sometimes those backup guys, you know, they rub the superstars the wrong way and get a little turned up, I guess you could say. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm enjoying all of it. You know, we're going to, like I said, I'm hoping to get back early this week and we can really get to it. You know, I got to ask you about this, though. Lou Will, Lemon Pepper Lou, left the bubble.
Lemon Pepper Lou, that's what we're going to call him.
On a serious note, he left for family reasons, but he did stop into Magic City, a well-known strip club in Atlanta, to just get hot wings. Or lemon pepper wings, I guess, as he's named Lemon Pepper Lou. My question, do you blame him? And two, how do you feel about strip club food?
I ain't mad at Lemon Pepper Lou, to be honest with you. Like, I haven't had their wings myself. I'm going to have to try them for quality assurance purposes only. So that means I just got to make a trip there. But, like, I mean, if the food popping, like, bro, it is what it is. You know? It is what it is. And the way the picture was looking, boy, that joint looked extra saucy. I mean,
what are we talking about? What picture are we talking? Wait, what picture are we talking?
I had seen it. I had seen it, the plate.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find it. We're going to have to post it. But I had, bro, That joint looked incredible. I'm serious. Like, I ain't mad at the Lemon Pepper Lou. I probably would have did the same thing. Especially if they was feeding me, what was that Ja Rule Festival, the Firefly Festival?
Especially if
they was feeding me food like that, bro. I'm gonna take a trip anyway. Take that whole day, man.
That food in the NBA bubble.
Free me out the slammer. I'll go back and do it again once a week.
I appreciate a lot of guys saying that. A lot of guys say, man, this food ain't bad at all. This food's better than I usually have. That's some good grub down there, man. That's some good grub. But we're going to keep you up to date on the NBA stuff. We are going to have a couple NBA type of guests on here to talk, or basketball, I should say. I got to get your thoughts on this, too. Like, I don't even know if this is considered old now, but like I said, it has been a minute. The cake trend going around. Can we stop doing that? If I see a nice cut of steak, a nice cut of meat on the timeline, you know, I don't want to see that open up in the cake, man. There's just certain things that shouldn't be cake. Just leave some things to be how they should be.
At one point, I was a little nervous, like, because you see some things on there, some bad things, good things, and, like, it's like, bro, everything is cake. The funniest thing was all the memes, though. But honestly, I think it was a good marketing ploy for how long it went. Somebody probably started it, and I think I saw some company on Twitter capitalize off of it, one of their products, but I don't know, I thought it was pretty cool. Had a nice little trend going. You just got to find those random things and just hit them hard until you can't hit them anymore. And then be out and move to the next one.
Did you see the Bell Buster? I know that sounds... Hold up. Now, let me explain it real quick while you're looking at me like that. But the Taco Bell Blockbuster combo.
I had to take a ease up off my drink real quick.
The Bell Buster. It's the Taco Bell Blockbuster combo. Could you imagine that combo back in the day? That would be very lethal.
That'd have been lit, honestly, because I ain't gonna lie to you, I used to really dabble in Taco Bell, like, so much after, like, practice and stuff. Like, that would have just been a hit. Go pick up a game for the Xbox, go pick up a movie, go pick up Taco Bell, and then just parlay for the rest of the night. Woo, woo, blase, blase. You good to go. Literally, you're good to go. That's what Taco Bell used to say. Good to go, ain't it?
I think so.
It's good to go, ain't it?
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that Taco Bell now, though.
No, I don't.
Man, that combo would be crazy. I wish I could go back and create that. I think it would still be lit. I think it'd work right now.
But see, if the commercial real estate market didn't take a hit, though, I'd love to see more fast food chains pair up. Like, really, like.
Imagine, it makes sense.
Imagine you going and picking up, like a Five Guys burger, but then you got Popeyes, and you can get their fries right next door. And then you can go get a milkshake from Chick-fil-A right next door. Like, bro, you talking about a real win-win-win situation right there. But I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I don't know. I'd like it. I'd like to see more of them partner up together. Especially now. Like, a lot of these things up for sale. Buy one, get one free. Commercial building. Dude.
I'm all for it, man. And something else I'm all for is the social distance concert I saw over in the UK. I mean, I personally thought, don't get me wrong, I like the rage and I like to be standing body to body with everyone, especially when everyone likes the same artist or band or whoever's up there. But at the same time, don't get me wrong, the little four-seater with, I mean, you could pull out the cards, you could do it, whatever you want to do right there. It's like everyone's personal VIP section. And especially depending on who the musician is, like, it might be even better, honestly.
It'd probably be way more lit, especially if they got bottle service going around there. especially at night, they throw the sparklers up at out top, or get some fireworks shooting out the joint because you're outside. Get some fireworks shooting out my Bel Air. I think it'd be lit, you know? And you can really enjoy it without getting stepped on and bumped on. But at the same time, sometimes you won't be in the middle of the crowd.
I was about to say, it takes away from the experience sometimes, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on the act. I mean, if it's like a nice acoustic or nice jazz band or like smooth music that you don't you know, you're not planning on getting on someone's shoulder or you're mosh pitting or something, like, it's not the worst thing. I think it actually makes sense even more.
But then again, see, they could also probably adapt those too. Like, if you got those mini sections, they could probably make them where you got to get maybe like strapped in, and then like as the music goes, like, it sways or something. I can see that happening too.
You're talking crazy, man. I think the only thing other people will be mad about is there's no status anymore. Everyone's VIP, essentially. But you could, Muff, depending on, you know, you could deck out your little section, you know, put some put some tiki, like, you could really deck it out.
Put a little tent above it. Then get the citronella candles so you don't get no bugs out there.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. You could really deck it out. Have the coolers right there. It's almost like your personal deck. I'm all for it. I hope someday Soon in America, we could see that. That'd be pretty darn cool. I saw the drive-ins are making a little way comeback, and I fully support that. I like the drive-ins.
Hey, things just get recycled in this world, man. And I guess it's that time.
Like I said, a little something short today, but let's jump in back into a segment that we were doing for a while, and that is called Grade It. We pick four top songs on Spotify, Apple, sitting in the top 50. First one, I'm going to do it. T-Swift, Folklore, the album. She's got like 5 of the 10 songs are Taylor Swift right now. So I had to throw that on there.
I'd be lying, and the good Lord would strike me down if I told you to listen to that album right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I probably don't plan on listening to it. But type of stuff like that, like, it's more so if I hear it in passing and I like it, I'm going to ask what the song is and I'm going to download it. But I'm not going to go out the way and be like, yo, you heard that new T-Swift drop? Like,
you heard that. I'll be honest with you. It's better than a lot of the stuff she's made in past years. And I don't think it's bad. It's not bad. There you go.
But see, I like some of her past stuff, though. That's the thing. But I've only heard it when I was at, like, work or in passing.
Yeah, no. It's kind of dope. Exactly. I'm not a hater by any means either. Yeah. I'm not a lover by any means. I'm just saying if I'm in Bed Bath & Beyond and I heard it, I'm not going to be mad at it. Not going to make me mad. You know, I'm just going to continue doing my thing.
And I feel like she's pretty consistent with her sound too. So I can definitely probably pick 2 or 3 songs out of that. Like, I just don't have the capacity to go through there and listen to the ones that I want to like or not.
We'll hit him with the NA, not available for both of us. I got to listen to a couple songs. I don't know why I put that on. I didn't listen to them all, but... like I said, she's just dominating the charts right now. Second one I had was J. Cole, Lion King on Ice.
So to me, it wasn't a bad song. It's not one that I'm necessarily running to listen to. I would definitely throw this on a playlist. Like, it's something nice and mellow to fill the background with. Like, it'd be more so something that I'm listening to when I'm, like, you know, cleaning or might be at like in the backyard, just chilling with a couple friends, a couple brews. Like, that's the type of wave that I'm getting from this. I also didn't dissect the lyrics that much, but I mean, overall, I think it's a pretty chill song. I would definitely listen to it again. Just not something I'll listen to every day.
Grade it. Grade it. Stop.
Oh,
stop.
I forgot to grade it. I'm honestly going to give it a C++. I'm not going to give it quite a B yet. I'm going to give it a C++.
94 for me. You know, I'm J. Cole biased, but 94 for me. New Puma deal. J. Cole. And it comes out that he may try to get in the NBA somehow, some way. I know he was going to play at St. John's. You know, I've looked into his story quite a bit, of course, but I can't believe all the hype, man. I think this is Puma with the marketing, and it's good marketing, smart, but not buying it, man. There's, like I said, with the TBT, there's way too many good hoopers out there.
Major facts. It's definitely marketing. Like, and it's not to say that he can't play, because we all know he can play. Like, we've seen him in celebrity games, but those are way different. And, like, you also got to take in the fact, like, these players are, like, overseas and G League. Like, it's a different ball game. And they've been putting in years on years. Like, same way he's been putting it in for rap. So, like, I don't think the NBA – I mean, even if they did, I don't think they should disrespect all these other players that's really out here, like, getting after it, you know?
Yeah, don't get me wrong either. Out of the rap – out of hip-hop artists, he's top. He's top. He's top 5 for sure. Like I said, he was going to play at St. John's in the Big East. I mean, that's no joke. Yeah. I'm just saying, I know, if you don't go – months and months or whatever, you know, and you're not focusing on that, it's definitely tough. And like you said, there's some guys that are really overseas and everywhere that are itching for that spot too, so it's a good marketing thing. It's good marketing with the shoes coming out, the Puma shoes. So two more songs here. Laugh Now Cry Later by Drake and Dirk. And speaking of marketing, I thought that was a Nike commercial at first. The video was awesome, but it gave you a look at the Nike headquarters and everything that they have, the beautiful facility. But what are you rating this track?
I'm going to honestly give this the same rating as I gave the J. Cole song. It's a really good song. It's a very nice melody. Like, I really do like it, but it's not something I'm just going to bump, like, in my day-to-day. I'm going to throw it on a playlist. When it comes up, I'm going to vibe to it. I'm going to just chill out to it, but it's not something I'm just going to bump every single day. The more so, I like the video. The video was super fire. Like, I really like that. If I'm going off the video and the song, that gets a B+. But if I'm just straight the song, it's a C++ for me.
I'm going A again on this track, man. I thought this was the best Drake track in a minute, to be honest with you. I know it's kind of mainstream still, but I still, from Tootsie Slide and whatever else he dropped to another tape, I think this is up there. Last song I have for you is 7 Summers by Morgan Wallen. This is the 3rd most popular song on Spotify right now, behind WAP and Laugh Now Cry Later. What is your thoughts on 7 Summers?
I'm biased. I'm probably not putting this on any playlist of mine. If it's on when I go to a cookout or something, I won't be mad. but I'm not throwing it on myself. I'm gonna give this a flat C minus.
I'm going C also. I had a lot of country songs I do like. This it's too poppy country for me, honestly. I wasn't as big of a fan of it, but it's the number third in the country, so I gotta pull it out. You know, we gotta give this a rating, as we always do. We try to rate anything and everything on the top charts, or sometimes we do throwbacks. If you have a suggestion that you want to hear us rate, please let us know. Now, Muff, just some closing quick hitters. Outer Banks 2 renewed.
Let's go. Hope Life. Hit me with it. I need it ASAP, and I need it come right along with Stranger Things. I need it come right along with Ozark. I'm ready.
We were rooting for season two. We were rooting for it, and we're getting it. So that's beautiful to hear.
I know we said it
here on here a couple times. It is a sappy teenage show, whatever. But it's they're going for the treasure. How can you not? How can you not root for that?
That joint was lit. I like it. A lot of action.
Other news: XFL, The Rock has bought it for $15 million. I think he's partnering up with some people, trying to revamp it, and you know, hopefully we can bring back the beer snakes with this.
I honestly think he's the perfect person for that brand. Like he's been around professional with the WWE professional wrestling. Like he knows football. He's very good at marketing. He's got a big presence in the world as far as like, you know, like celebrities go. Like I think he's the perfect person for that brand. I think he's almost gonna be like how Ice Cube brought, you know, the big three.
Right.
I think he's gonna execute just as well with the XFL.
Yeah, I mean, people love football, so I don't see how it couldn't succeed. Like I said, if it's in the right cities, I think that's the big thing. It's gotta be in the right cities. Last thing, man, Steve-O. Steve-O's still being Steve-O. He taped himself up to a billboard in Hollywood to promote whatever he was promoting. I can't remember. But it sounds like Steve-O, man. I kind of forgot about what Steve-O's doing, but he's still doing his thing, and that's being Steve-O.
Hey, man, you can take the bear out the woods, but you can't take the woods out the bear.
I feel like I got to end this.
That ain't even a saying, but I'm going to say it today.
Muff, we did have some Twitter questions. I'm going to just leave you with one, and we'll get to the other ones next week because I really can't say anything after that quote. But Nick Allen 304, he wanted to know about Dame Dala's couple songs that he dropped from the bubble. And I just wanted to say bubble again, but I know you probably haven't heard them. I heard one of them.
That's probably like 40 shots now.
I hope they're shooting basketballs right now, man. But I'm not mad at Dame.
No, I'm talking about like shots, like that bubble. Now we go, that's like 41 right there. I don't know if we counted it. I ain't heard the songs yet though.
I'm not mad at Dame because you know everyone wants to get every time he loses the playoffs, people are like, "Why you shouldn't have been focusing more on basketball?" Or it's like, you know how much Dame Dollar does. You know how much he focuses on basketball. That's just something to do in the off time. And
that players don't have a regular life. Like they don't be playing 2K and just be hanging out and like just doing normal life stuff. Like you don't go to your job 24 hours a day.
Shut.
At
least, like, if he was playing bad or something, but, like, he's been dropping 50 burgers on him. Like, you can't get mad at a guy.
Years.
The answer Eb's question, I didn't think is bad. It's not my favorite by any means. You know what? Let's do a review on that next week. That's what we can do. We'll do a review. Episode 66, Bubble Life. It's good to be back with you guys. We always appreciate you. You know you can follow the Muffin Man 32 at the Muffin Man 32, and that's Stephen Farrell right there. You can follow me. G at Fabster04 on everywhere, and more than anything, if you want to just BS with us at Day One Lifestyle and keep up with us there, we'll be back, and we appreciate you guys as always.
Cut. Time it is when negative is better than the positive.